Breakfast with Paul Kennedy on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Now, let's bring in our expert, the man who's been writing about this for The Conversation, the business and economy editor and visiting fellow at the Australian National Universities at the Crawford School of Public Policy, Peter Martin, joins us this morning. G'day, Peter.
G'day, Paul.
You're stirring up plenty of interest in this story about cash. really?
Or the lack of it, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have, I have for months now, I've carried none round with me. I guess I just I discovered I could do everything without it.
Yeah, I'm the same as you. I rarely have cash on me, but your story is sort of probing this mystery that's that there must be a lot of cash out there, as in banknotes, but the Reserve Bank's not sure where it all is.
There's an enormous amount. Now, to give you an idea of what's normal. Normal is about only seven notes per person, $20 notes per person. Now you might, and that's been the case for 20 years, doesn't change much.
Okay.
A bit more around Christmas, but you know, much the same. That doesn't sound much, but that's because the notes are used over and over. They're a bit like extras in a movie. You know, they keep reusing the same people, but
yeah,
put them in hats sometimes.
Yep.
You know. So you pay, you know, the IGA, then the IGA gives it in change, then it goes somewhere else, and they can take a big journey.
Yep.
So normally seven. Go back to, around the time the GST was introduced, which was meant to end the cash economy. Anyway, go back then and you'll find that we had about as many $100 notes, about seven per person. Since then, it's gone up and up and up. It's gone up further in COVID,
yeah.
I think because people were worried about banking. We now have 17 $100 notes per person.
Wow.
17, not
yeah.
Seven. And I don't know about you, but I don't have them.
No.
We have a huge amount of money stored. There are even more $50 notes, 37 per person, which I think most people would not have more $50 notes on them.
There's a lot to this story. I mean, cash withdrawals from ATM have halved. Well, they did in the pandemic. They're still way down.
Yeah, they're way down on what they were, and they've been falling for ages. So
yeah.
We've got this paradox that we're using less cash, frankly, what with my key, transport cards alone account for now 2% of our face-to-face transactions.
Yes.
What with PayWave without a PIN, you can even buy big things now without a PIN, up to $200. With these things and restaurants, they want you not to pay. You use a QR code and things like that.
Yep.
So we don't need cash for transactions, which is the main use of it, but some of us seem to want it more than ever to store money.
What part does the black market play in all of this?
Black market. I mean,
well,
people call the black market.
I call it illegal money.
What's legal and what's illegal? Now, crime turns.
That's what I mean. Criminals,
yeah.
Criminal syndicates.
Yeah.
You know,
very low. Now, this was not believed to be the case, and the Reserve Bank has spent a lot of time examining this. They're the people who issue the notes.
Yep.
They've investigated crime scenes, and each note has its own chemical signature, believe it or not.
Yeah.
So when they raid a place, they can tell whether they're $100 notes that were there, or $50 notes, and they find criminals use 50s, don't use the 100s.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose the 100s are a bit conspicuous if you try and swap them.
Yep.
But what do they use them for? They don't use them for much. They tend to buy things and be gone with it. That's only maybe 4%.
Yeah.
They reckon the biggest use is, what can I call this, the grey area. People avoiding tax, people succeeding in means tests, assets tests, where perhaps they shouldn't. And one indication for this is that in deceased estates, an awful lot of $100 notes, stacks of $100 notes are found. Also in fires. So a lot of people seem to have them, I don't know, under their floorboards.
We did have a someone send me a message earlier referencing the stock market crash in the 20s, where people were then really worried and just tried to keep money out of institutions.
Yeah,
is there something at play here?
Well, those people, or the people that followed them, some of those are still alive, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they grew up thinking, you know, quite differently to my children. So that could be part of it. But New Zealand is a country similar to Australia, and it doesn't have these $100 notes. It only has five per person, right? About the same as $20 notes. There's something different between us and them, and I hate to say it, I'm not wishing to be offensive, and it's not always the case, I'm sure, but a big difference between New Zealand and Australia about cash is that New Zealand doesn't means test its age pension.
Okay.
We do. So there's an advantage for holding money in a form that can't be seen.
In your story in the conversation, and I'm speaking to Peter Martin, the business and economy editor, you wrote that so big is the mystery about all these notes and where they are that the Reserve Bank has published a study, Where's the Money? An Investigation into the Whereabouts and Uses of Australian Banknotes. Why does it matter? I guess it matters to the banks. They'd be interested to know why they're not getting money deposited with them.
Well, it matters for the Reserve Bank in planning because they actually, they have a warehouse in Melbourne that distributes these notes. Now, when banks were furiously demanding them because during COVID, people were coming in saying, can I have, you know, so many $100 notes? That was because they were worried about the banking system. They opened a second, they call it Contingency Distribution Centre in Sydney, so that twice, so that they could fulfil a demand. So they need to print them. They also need to know how often to replace them. We replace $20 notes every 8 years,
yep,
because on average, because they get dirty, right? They melt them or shred them and melt them and make new ones. The $100 notes, and this is another indication that they're used as a, shall we call it, as a bank, as a store of value. They hardly ever replace them. They reckon that their estimates are they'll replace them every 200 years. That is to say, there are a lot of notes in bundles, not in my house, probably not in your house, but somewhere, an awful lot of notes in bundles which haven't even been unbundled.
Wow. All right. We'll find them. We'll find them, surely.
By the way,
all right,
there's a lot of them that are lost.
Yeah,
about 10%,
okay,
they reckon are lost.
Oh, wow.
So, you know,
Peter,
they're under suitcases or somewhere.
Thank you very much. Fascinating to know where all the money's. Follow the money, they always say. Follow the money in investigative journalism, too. Thanks very much for that, Peter.
No worries. See you, Paul.
Peter Martin there, and just a couple of quick messages from you. My grandmother has a lot of it. Mystery solved. Stephen and Benalla, where's all the cash? Just the other day I saw a $100 note for the first time in 5 years. Maybe there's a lot of briefcases under mattresses. And people are hoarding cash as they don't trust the banks as a safe option for when the economy crashes.